cruel and unusual. The young Charles sits hunched in the dock, a state-appointed social worker at his side. Shyly he glances across the courtroom. There Mum sits, crying, her worn hands clenched. Across the aisle, Dad is seated with his latest girlfriend. At the front of the room, a stranger is standing, telling all who will listen that the child must be locked away, for the safety of society is at risk. The child fidgets in his chair. He glances at the frosted window. The sun is shining. Birds are singing. It's a great day for playing in the park. The child is constrained to remain indoors and listen to the legal ramblings, words like enticed, battered, violent, murdered, float across the crowded courtroom. Did not the programs on TV demonstrate these acts? Was not the newspaper hero at the breakfast table the latest murderer? Had not society long since banished honor thy father, love thy neighbor, as well as ruling that certain types of discipline were cruel and unusual? The newspapers, television, video games, and movies had all taught him well. The legal droning continues. Mum keeps on crying. Dad looks longingly at his female companion. All the child wants to do just now is run and play in the neighborhood park, breathe the fresh air, and feel the warm sun on his back. Yet across the city, a detention cell waits, its door propped open.